Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. Let's get started.
And welcome to episode 2. I am your co-host, Sylvia, and today we're talking about daily habits. Now, I know that's what we called this episode, but it's actually a little bit of a trick because I don't think a habit has to be daily in order for it to be called a habit, but we do have with us the daily habit guru, Tim Hall, who once he commits to something, he does it every day. So maybe we'll let him start because just with his personality, his type, he just, once he establishes a habit, he is so good about doing it. So tell us about that, Tim.
You want my habits? Let me go through my daily habit.
Yeah, get started with that.
You seem to know all my habits. Me tell my good habits or bad habits.
Just your daily habits.
How about routine?
Sure. Whatever you want to call it.
So I like to get up early, 6 o'clock. I call 6 o'clock early. I guess that's early.
I do too, but I agree. Not everybody might, but either way.
I start the day with a walk, and I don't know the distance I walk. It's kind of irrelevant, but I do walk. And
about how long do you walk?
I think it's 30 minutes, cool. Roughly. I don't necessarily time it. I happen to do the walk the same way I do meditation, which is in 4 phases. So through that walk, I do those phases. After the walk's complete, usually come home, I end at home, try to do some sort of exercise. I've been doing push-ups recently. That's what I've been doing now. I guess maybe I'll switch to setup someday, but push-ups are for now. Then I meditate for 20 minutes. Then I do my German lessons after that. Then it's pretty much start my day. I've been doing the keto diet, so that usually starts with eating an egg, some sort of protein, a lot of fat.
But 10 times out of 10, after you meditate, you take your shower.
Oh, yeah. I go in complete detail. Yes, I take a shower.
But it's just funny because what you're listing out, like, you don't just sometimes do this. You've committed to literally doing this.
I'm a true creature of habit. Once I start doing something, I don't stop. Yes, I'm good at that.
And I'm not quite the creature of habit. I'm more the creature of
unhabit.
No, thank you.
Random habits.
No, I will call it variety, the spice of life. But it's just funny because it's our different personality types. You are so like black and white, pragmatic, scientific, you know, clear cut. And I am not.
I will admit that after you do the routine for a while and it becomes second nature, it is nice to throw something a little bit different in there to kind of
wake up,
and then you learn to appreciate your habits differently.
But you don't find, so like being someone like me, I just find it so boring and monotonous. And as an Enneagram type 7, the which is just a label, but it's fun. The nature for me of habits and routines is that they're extremely monotonous and boring, and it's like a punishment. Whereas for you, it like creates what would you say?
I think it's security maybe, or routine, or getting started into, you know, your day feeling like you're accomplishing things.
Yeah, but I can feel accomplished by just thinking accomplished thoughts.
Yeah. But it's easier to think accomplished thoughts after you've completed something. By 8 o'clock, I've done a lot of things.
Do you know what I prioritize?
Sleep.
Yes, 8 to 9 hours of sleep. No, I'm not knocking it. I just think it's great for folks to hear the different varieties of, you know, personality types, habit types. And I do have personal habits that I incorporate into my week. But because I am an extreme mama bear and social person and all of these things, I don't love to have like something I have to do every day. Instead, I incorporate things like my free writing. I do the nitric oxide boost workout, which is this really amazing 3-minute workout that you can easily incorporate into your day without breaking a sweat. It's just phenomenal. I talk about it all the time in our Lifted Life group. If you haven't already, go find us there. facebook.com/groups/The Lifted Life. I talk about that workout all the time because I love how quick it is. There's not enough time to be bored. It's 3 minutes. Who can't do something for 3 minutes? So I'm the other end of the spectrum, the butterfly, you know, the one who gets bored easily. And so I incorporate these things into my week knowing that by doing them regularly, I'm benefiting my health. And yet to the other end of the extreme is my husband, who you know, really commits to something. And I mean, he had, you had like a German streak. So a little backstory is that my mom's German and we've been to Germany numerous times together because we have lots of family that live there. And so you've committed to learning German. And so you had like this, what, how many day streak of your German lessons, which you use, what's the app you use?
Duolingo. I think it was 2 years was my streak. Cause it was from, we go every other year. So it was from the last visit to the next visit. So I think I did 2 years nonstop.
And then when we were there, you were still doing your lessons because you're a creature of habit. But I think
I couldn't lose my streak.
Right. But you did. Yeah. Didn't you miss a day?
Yeah. Well, you know, the damn flight, we can't.
Ooh, the time change.
Yeah. The way the time changed, Duolingo wouldn't give me a break. Actually, you can get a freeze day, but I think I still missed it. Maybe we drank too much beer. I don't remember. But what I want to go back to on the habits, another part of that habit is from 6 to 8-ish or whenever I finish my routine, there's no phone. Mm-hmm. I leave the phone at home for the walk. I have it off when I meditate, or I use an app for meditation. I think it's Insight Timer is the app I use. But the phone's on silent mode or do not disturb. So no phone. And that's intentional because I'm addicted to technology and my phone. And I try to at least have, obviously I'm sleeping, I don't have that connection, but being awake for that first 2 hours of my day, no phone, no emails, no work at all. Mm-hmm. I do find that when I do the walk, I can get into a habit of going into my thoughts of stuff I don't like about my day, about work. And often in the past, I've caught myself arguing or thinking through thoughts of, well, when they do this and this and that at work, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're on a walk. This hasn't even happened yet. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good testimony to the idea that you can have a habit, but if you aren't bringing mindfulness into it, if you aren't like being present in the current moment, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're still ruminating on these thoughts and not understanding how much your mind is ruling you.
That, I agree with that. And that's true. And the second part is that's why I vary my walks, is I walk the opposite direction or the other side of the street. Some cases walk backwards, anything to kind of break up that monotony where my mind wants to fall into we made this turn, we're in this part of your walk. It naturally wants to go back to those times yesterday when I was thinking about all these bad things that might happen to me when I get to work or things that irritate me. So I intentionally vary my walk to help break up those things.
That's awesome. Well, I think it's important to note too that without bringing awareness to it, our thoughts are very habitual. So whatever thoughts and nonsense you thought and believed yesterday, you're going to probably do it again today if you don't bring some sense of awareness to it.
And that's a good point that we've talked about this a lot, that the fact that I'm aware or that people are aware of it is a great first step. Like the fact that you're catching yourself doing it is a great thing.
Right. But I think the tendency is to beat yourself up. Like, why do I do that? Mm. And you do that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm doing it again. I can't believe I'm doing it again.
And I know better. Mm-hmm. I know better, and I shouldn't be doing that because I know that this is not helpful or not useful. Mm-hmm. But like you always say, give yourself some grace. Give yourself some time. The fact that you catch it, that you realize you're doing it, you're in the right direction, the right momentum.
Right.
Keep working with it.
Right.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. You're doing great. Okay, so kind of back to the topic, daily habits. I was mentioning that I don't really have many daily habits, but I do have habits that I lean on and go to. So it's become a habit for me to eat more healthy, more real foods, generally less carbs, generally less processed carbs, I'll say, because I do eat a variety of fruits and vegetables. But to me, that became a habit. And now it's just natural. Like, it used to be a habit to watch shows on the couch and eat like pita chips. Seriously, I would just go get a bowl of something and eat. That was my habit. I'm not saying it's a problem, except for if it's not working for you. And so there's so many things we've learned about intermittent fasting, which maybe we can go into in another episode. I'm not going to dig in now, but just numerous reasons why you shouldn't.
That's next on my on my daily routine, or not daily, but I guess you can't fast daily, but
see, now you'll have to break your daily habit.
So I'm saying it, so I have to do it, but I'm going to pick up, I think, Mondays, and that'll be my fast day, I think.
So generally, I said I wasn't going to get into the fasting thing, but here we are talking about fasting. Sorry. But I think intermittent fasting, where you just give your body a break from food, say 15 hours, 16 hours, 14 hours, is a really healthy way to try it out without, like, and especially for females, I've heard that it can really kind of make your hormones wacky if you do that. So, you know, talk to your doctor and Google it. Don't just listen to this podcast and do something crazy. But anyway, these habits of eating healthier, the habit of doing my nitric boost, the habit of incorporating creativity through writing, like these are, it doesn't feel strange because I've done them regularly. It's like my go-to. Another thing is going on walks with our dogs or our kids or our family or all of the above. It's a habit to do that. Now, it's not like a regular daily habit, but it is something that it doesn't feel strange. It's not like our mind is like, what are we doing? It's a habit because we've normalized it. And that to me is the really cool thing about talking about the mind and the brain. The brain normalizes. It's what it does. The more things you do that are similar to it, the more it's like, oh, this is normal. But anytime you change or make a change and you say, hey, I'm going to incorporate more healthy habits, the brain's going to fight you. It's going to come up with stories about why you shouldn't, because it's different and the brain likes, you know, habits as well. And so it's sticking to the old habit. And so I think it's just important to note that if you want to create new habits, to give yourself some grace, to have that awareness of what the mind, the stories the mind is telling, figure out if you're wanting to create this as a daily habit or just a regular weekly habit. I haven't ever identified mine as these are regular weekly habits, but that's essentially what they are. Things that within my regular week, it feels very natural to do. So,
but there is something about once you do the habit that you do get a shot of dopamine, or once you've completed it, your brain's like, wow, we did it. And then you crave wanting to do it again. And the more you do it, the more you normalize it. It feels normal. And when you don't do it, then you feel like you're missing something.
Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting, kind of even thinking about how we can set ourselves up for success by creating that intention. Like, if I just do this nitric boost 2 times a day, then I've done a really good thing for my health and my mental health and my physical health. And like, but it's the intention, I think. Because if I say, if I drink coffee in that morning and the afternoon, then I'm a winner. But instead, that's not, mine is just, I enjoy a morning cup of coffee and afternoon cup of coffee. So there's no intention behind it that doing it makes me better. So I think so much of it is the intention behind it.
Yeah, I like the way you said that, because I used to, I mean, 6 o'clock is early, even for me, it's early. And when you wake up, it's like, I have to go for a walk. That's one thing I could say, but I really, really try hard to say, I get to go for a walk.
Right.
I get to get up and go do this. I'm glad I'm waking up to do this. It helps.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling Elias the other day, our son, that it was cold outside and I was walking with my hoodie on thinking about snow, which it wasn't snowing. It's right now, currently it's the end of summer and fall.
Starting. No, it's fall. Whatever. It's the beginning of fall.
Okay. It's not winter. There's no snow. It was 40 degrees out or something, maybe 50. I finished the walk and it was fine. I really wasn't cold.
You were cold or you weren't cold, Tim?
Exactly.
So I think really what we're trying to say is so much of your daily habits is the intention behind them. So if you're intending to make a change to be healthier, if you're intending to make a change to promote more well-being, to de-stress, to detach from the habit of anxiety and the story that you don't feel well, then so much of it isn't just identifying something to do differently, but your intention behind it. So why am I going to get up and go for a walk? Why am I going to do German lessons every morning? Why should I do this nitric boost workout 2 times a day or 3? I mean, if you don't have that intention, the why behind it, then you're just going to stack up a pile of these daily habits that don't really mean much to you at all. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you know the why behind each of your daily habits?
Yeah, I'm tired of you talking shit on me in German. I don't know what anyone's saying.
That's not even true. So,
well, I mean, the why is because you want to be better. You want to do better. You want to improve something.
But before you do the German, do you think like, oh, it's so frustrating when I'm there and I can't speak it? Like, no. You don't get yourself fired up that way?
No, I just love your family and I want to communicate with them. And I don't like going through...
So you do think about a little bit of that.
Yeah, but it's not from frustration. It's sure. Like, I just want to improve. I want to do better. And I've always wanted to have a second language.
Well, it's kind of like somebody who is smoking and the doctor says, hey, look, you're going to die if you don't quit smoking. Suddenly it becomes very dire and they're able to quit smoking. Whereas they've tried a dozen times before. The pain and the pleasure need to outweigh each other. So
this is off topic, but I'm going to go anyway. I've been really intrigued with that. If the doctor tells them they're going to die and they believe it, I think they'll die. If they think they're totally healthy and there's nothing wrong with this and they're glad they get to smoke, I wonder if they would still have these diseases.
Maybe so, but the authority figure says...
I'm not condoning that. I don't think anyone should smoke, actually. But
if the authority figure says, if you don't stop smoking, then you'll die, they believe it, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, yeah.
So either way, when you finally have this pain-pleasure, you know, balance, it's just like me with eating too much sugar. Like, when I finally realized that I would have less headaches if I just ate a little less sugar and less refined carbohydrates, it was so clear to me. It suddenly became easy to eat lower carb, lower sugar. Whereas before, when I was just trying to shift that habit because generally people said you should, it was, didn't do anything.
Well, you didn't have a reason.
Right.
Yeah,
you didn't have a why. You didn't have a why. And so I think when it comes to these daily habits, before you just throw something and a noodle at a wall and see if it sticks, you've got to figure out why you want to do it. And I think if you don't have a strong enough why, you won't stick with it. And even someone like me, who generally is not the stick with it, do it every day kind of person, I still have to understand, I'm not going to just write in my journal just for the fun of it. I have to know, this helps me think more clearly. This helps me feel more clearly. This helps me to come up with ideas for our business. This helps me as a mom and a wife. This helps me in so many ways. And so I'm going to do it. To some people, it may just like scribble scrabble on a page. But for me, I truly believe in it. And so it works for me.
And your why can change too.
For sure.
I mean, you evolve, you expand, you get things change. You can change your why and then you change your habits.
Right. But don't you think that figuring out why you want to do it is just as important as figuring out what you're going to do when it comes to establishing new habits?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I thought. Any other thoughts that you want to share before we wrap up this episode that's on daily habits, but not really daily, but if they want to be daily, they can.
I think we nailed it.
Nailed it. Okay. Well, as always, thank you for listening. This is the Lifted Life podcast. And if you want to hear more from us, you can join our free Facebook group that we talked about before. It's going to be in the show notes. We're going to start saying fancy things like that. Mm-hmm. Find us in the show notes. Enjoy the show. Rate and review us. Share it with a friend. Any other one-liners? Any more zingers you got for them? Stay tuned for the next week's episode coming at you soon.
Yeah, I must for taking notes. I'm out of one.
More than one kind of guy. All right. Peace out. Thanks for listening.